As requested by nobody, we are back with the 1209 podcast.
Well, there's been a couple requests.
There have been a couple requests.
More like threats.
Yeah, like there are going to be problems if you don't put out a new podcast.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And Mr. Dronin, do you know why we call it the 1209 podcast?
I don't. Why do we call it 1209?
Because we're coming to you live from beautiful, and I must be honest with you, quite chilly, 1209
it's
West Ogden.
It's very balmy in your office, though.
It's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
It's very balmy.
Now, what we're going to do, it is, you know, it's tropical in my office. It's outside that's a little chilly.
True.
Now, we've got, we're going to go through our year in review for 2015, and then we'll end with our upcoming events. We'll go in chronological
nice.
Order. And we have our very special guest with us, a man who had a very big 2015.
Very true.
Not only to become a proud papa for the first time, he also became our assistant dean.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Wayman.
Oh, give it up. Yeah. There it is.
It's good to be here. I was invited, I think, 4 times in the last school year's edition, but I've not been invited back. Until today.
Yeah, now you're back.
It's great.
Now you're back.
It's great.
And better than ever.
It's now what I've done, I've got an Office Depot legal pad, and I jotted down...
It's professional.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of events.
Is that made of sugar cane? It's made of sugar cane, I think.
That's what it says.
I don't know how that's possible.
I jotted down some events from 2015. We'll go through them, and should you have any thoughts on them, feel free to share.
I hope there's some events we just pass over.
Well, obviously they're going to be.
State it, and nobody makes a comment.
Yeah.
So January 5th was supposed to be our first day back. We had the day off because of the football championship. First time we ever won a championship here at the Academy,
so
we got the day off.
January 5th, 2015.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That was very
a precedent was set.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A fine precedent.
And the 7th, we had a snow day.
I actually bought a car on that day off last year. My GMC Terrain was purchased
Look
on
at
that
you.
Day.
Wow.
It was a cold day too, I believe, that January 5th.
Well, sure, because January 7th we had the day off because of cold.
I was
so
stuck in
cold
that car
the whole time.
For hours.
Winter polar vortex.
Polar
vortex.
Now it's El Nino.
Yeah. El Nino, it means
the
Nino.
El Nino.
Let's see, now on January 10th, we had our entrance exam, so we welcomed our class of 2019. We're happy to have them.
We are.
Just like we just had last Saturday a very successful entrance exam, again, for the class of 2020, if you can believe it. The
That's
class
scary.
Of 2020, it's moving so fast.
Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters.
That's
20,
right.
2020.
2020. I'm still writing 2015 on my checks.
Who still writes checks?
That's the big debate that we've had.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people still write checks.
I do want to get my hair cut. That's it.
All right. So sure. How many checks a year? I still write the mortgage check on that.
We
so
don't.
That's 12.
Online banking.
Okay.
I would say no more than half a dozen to 12. A half a dozen to a dozen.
Mine is for my haircut every month.
A check for your haircut.
Well, because I never have the cash on me, and she doesn't take credit cards,
mm-hmm.
so it's a check. And then maybe if, like, we go in on a family gift for somebody,
yeah,
so
okay.
I write it to, like, a sibling.
You know, they say if you take credit cards, you have to pay a fee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, also on the 10th was was NAS
dropping.
Trivia Night, the second annual NAS Trivia Night. 3 men and a BD were victorious. It was a great final question last year. The final question last year was about Lady Gaga, and apparently, amazingly enough, the only person at our table who knew the answer was Mr. Gonzalez.
Well, the question was about... Well, Gaga was the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer Gaga.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
You know, she got she's dating the guy from Chicago Fire.
They're married,
it?
I think.
They're married.
Tara Kinney.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
They did the polar plunge together, and the rumor is they're going to do it again this year.
There was a big to do at the Golden Globes that night about them being. She won an award, I believe, for.
Maybe they're not married.
American Horror Story.
Them.
American
yeah.
Horror Story.
What did she want? What did she do?
American Horror.
She
I think she's an actress on American Horror Story.
Really?
I heard good things about
yes.
that. Not my cup of tea. The scary stuff, but
me neither.
No one likes to be frightened. Then on February 2nd, guess what? Another snow day.
It's also Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I gotta believe he saw his shadow.
Based on
the winter vortex.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, yeah.
And
who's the guy he sees? Glenn?
Oh,
Ned
Ryerson. Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson.
Ned the Head, Needle Nose Ned.
Good stuff.
2-5 was the seventh grade Scholastic Bowl.
Who won that one? Do you know?
I believe it was St. Joseph's White.
So
you have no idea, do you?
3-7. We're into March already.
Wow,
that's
this is flying by. I thought
the year flies by. March 7th.
Well,
now,
they say that the days are long, but the years are short.
Correct.
Which makes no sense, but it's a saying.
I kind of believe it, though.
Well, okay, I don't, okay,
In the moment.
I understand, like, what it comes from, but the days are always the same length in the years. Well, except this year's a leap year, though, so maybe...
Yeah, extra day, 366.
The years are longer, maybe, this year.
So that's why if you renew any annual passes of any kind to a gym or to a to whatever, you're getting a good deal.
Well,
every day.
I could be wrong, but I think we have a current student, I think a sophomore at the school, who is a leap year baby.
Oh, fun.
I think so. I think she turned 16 this year, so that would have been, yeah.
Four in leap years.
She turned four.
Right. So she was born in the year 2000 on February 29th, and so I believe that. But then again, I thought that there's no February 29th on year 2000.
Y2K.
They balance. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Don't get me started
baby
on that.
Baby Moran could be a leap baby.
Oh, wow. That's true. Well, what do you think about that, Casey? No, you can share your thoughts. We're with friends. Okay.
So what would you guys do if your birthday was leap? Would you do a February 28th or a March 1st?
March 1st.
Ignore it.
March 1st.
Yeah.
March 1st. Well, I wouldn't ignore it. There'd be no chance of that.
Yeah.
There'd be no chance of that.
I don't know.
You'd probably make it both days.
Yeah, I'd probably celebrate twice.
I think you
or
should.
Or make people celebrate for you on your behalf both days.
I think I would go March 1st only because they say in yeah, it's an Irish superstition.
In like a lion?
You can never celebrate anything prior to it happening. You're not supposed to celebrate a birthday early. You're not supposed to turn the calendar page until the first
bad
month.
Luck.
It's all bad luck. Mm. So I think I'd probably hold off till March 1st.
I like that. There we go.
Now, March 7th of last year was the fish prom, which I have to say, as we always talk about, wonderful
yeah.
night. Very nice. This is a year off for the fish prom, but next year they'll bring it back. And it was a lot of fun, you know, a lot of... I do remember that night being very icy. We were salting a lot because we have the red carpet walking in and...
the green carpet?
It was,
yeah, it's green, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was...
Like you.
I'll be honest with you, it was treacherous. I almost tumbled a couple times. So.
Will you tumble for me?
Well, it's up to Boy Jordan. April 2nd to April 4th, we had a nice NSET field trip out to New York City to kick off spring break. That was fun.
What did you guys see?
We saw on Thursday night, we saw The Phantom of the Opera. Mm. Then on Friday, we saw Wicked. And on Saturday, we saw The Lion King.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a nice...
Tour de force there.
And actually, I have to say, many thanks out to the Theriault family. Because of them, we got a backstage tour of The Lion King. And we all got to stand on a real Broadway stage.
So what'd you do?
I waved.
You had to have done more than just wave.
No. You probably exited stage left, right?
I went
right.
Actually,
you actually
stage
right.
Yeah.
And you didn't like video you doing a number, a little dance, nothing?
I have a picture of all of us on stage.
You didn't do a cat's number or
never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Any chorus line.
I hope I get it. I hope I get it. Mr. Kelly is loving this because
he
gets so angry during baseball broadcasts because I like to talk about which Broadway shows are in town, and he's going to love this. Hey, by the way, you know what we found out on Saturday? We have a new listener. We have a new listener, Mr. Compagna.
No, wow.
Mr. Compagna is listening.
I've got Chris.
We don't know why he's listening. We think he probably downloaded it on accident. But thank you.
Like our Chinese listeners.
We have a lot of downloads from overseas.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in Italy.
Yeah.
Well, they're also overseas, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or oceans as well.
April 19th, the NAS 5K. Mr. Drinan ran it.
I know. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you care to share your time or is that...
I don't care. I was a little upset. It was 30 minutes and 4 seconds. My goal was to break 30 and I couldn't do it.
Well, that happens sometimes. You know?
But that was, I got to be honest, first 5K ever.
Will you be back for the Roadrunner Dash 2016?
That's the plan.
Is that upcoming event segment or
upcoming events will be coming up.
Okay,
that
might be
after we get through 2015.
Might be a family affair this year. My wife might do it too.
Maggie can't.
You weren't there though this year.
Not,
you had something going on.
I was out of town, I believe.
Yeah.
Or something.
Maggie can't do a 5K.
We can push her.
Sure. April 23rd, April 26th. The hit of the season, Mary Poppins, in the Romano Family Theater. That was a great show. May 9th, prom. We always get such nice compliments from the people at Oakbrook, Drury Lane, and down at the Navy Pier about how well-behaved and respectful our kids are. So,
heard the chicken
shout
tenders
out to them.
Good as usual on the boat.
Chicken tenders are a big hit on that boat. I have never attended a Nazareth prom.
So I was in,
even as a student?
No, I had Cubs tickets for my senior prom.
Wow.
So I was in Ohio over the holiday break, and they had a restaurant that served chicken fingers. Growing up, you guys called them chicken fingers or tenders?
We called them fingers.
Us too. Fingers. So does tenders become more, is it more sophisticated, or is it just
This is an interesting question.
Change in vernacular, perhaps. You don't see many chicken fingers these days.
I think what probably happened was somebody somewhere got angry and said chickens don't have fingers, and it was a whole to-do.
Buffaloes don't have wings.
But it's named after the city in which it was invented, not the animal.
The Anchor Bar.
I still like chicken fingers, though.
Yeah.
But I also call them McNuggets, mm-hmm. and they're not McNuggets. They're nuggets.
And McDonald's are McNuggets.
I know, but I call them McNuggets everywhere.
Yeah. I hope I get it. All right, so the May 15th was Circle the City with our class of 2015.
Nice.
Went out, did good deeds around the city.
Played bingo, right?
Well, there was some false advertising. I was told my group was going to go play bingo, but we did some landscaping instead.
Well, they say that no good deed goes unpunished.
So it was a little different
big
than
switch.
It was a little different than I expected.
Didn't it rain that day too?
No, it was just hot.
Oh.
And I don't keep well in the heat.
The bait and switch. What happened?
I don't know.
Long story. Story for another time.
May 22nd, awards assembly, and of course our friend Mr. Moran. Third toddy.
Non-consecutive, too.
Third non-consecutive toddy. Congratulations, Casey.
Is three the...
I think that's the record.
That'd be several two-time winners, but...
What do we think the odds are on him this year?
I think they're always very good. I think he's a constant contender.
Yeah.
I just love his reaction. He just gets angry when he gets called.
He's very nonchalant. I would react
like
a little
the
differently.
Attention.
I would react a little differently.
Really?
There'd be a lot of waving, high fives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when the applause started to die down, you try to bring it back up.
Oh, yeah. I do the Hulk Hogan ear, I can't hear you. May 24th was graduation, and we had a whole podcast about that. If you want to relive it, you can go back and listen to it. We had the speeches from graduation. Sister Mary Jo, she left the crowd wanting more.
She did.
What does this say? Oh, June 6th. The baseball championship. Now that was a great game. That was a great game out in Joliet. Naz took second this season, which is obviously a record breaking finish, and they really played a great game.
I was actually here proctoring the SAT or was it ACT perhaps?
ACT, I think.
Yeah, which was interesting because a lot of the students had to make the choice to go to Silver Cross Field or
home of
take
the
test. I mean, you don't get a refund on the test, so they paid for the test. But some students chose to go watch the game, and I can't blame them. But
school's
well, what was interesting about that day, maybe people remember, maybe they don't, but there was bad weather coming in, so the game was supposed to start at 1, and about 8:30 they decided to start the game at 10. So everybody was scrambling out to Joliet. There was a lot of quick movement, and people were kind of strolling in throughout the game because they were not aware of the time change. But it was a great game. Wow, was it a good game. So, congratulations again to the gentleman on a great finish. It's going to be an interesting baseball season this year. I'm looking forward to talking to the gentleman in March or April about the season because they've had to switch classes, which will be some different competition. But real strong team.
Yeah.
6:15 to 6:24. Listen, just because school's out doesn't mean we stop. Big Europe trip. We had a podcast about that, too.
We did.
Went out to, took about 30 kids out to Ireland, Wales, France, and England. And then right after that, the Salisbury service trip, which is another, that's a big favorite around the academy.
So yeah. You saw London?
We saw London.
See France?
It's a PG podcast.
This is a PG joke.
Answer the question. What's the joke? I'm asking questions about the trip to Europe.
Yes, I saw
France.
We saw France.
Did you see the Queen?
The Queen, we saw her house.
Okay.
And actually,
so nothing else
about the Queen. Some of the kids went to where's her palace?
Buckingham, right?
No,
Windsor,
the other one.
Windsor Castle?
Windsor. A lot of the kids went to Windsor, and I found out she was there about 10 minutes before they arrived.
Oh. Flag was up.
So they may have seen
the motorcade.
London, France, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we skip ahead to August, so now we're into this school year.
July was just the blur.
July is a nice quiet time for everybody to celebrate Independence Day. You know, enjoy the All-Star game. Cubs had a great season. Lot to do in July. Mm-hmm. August 19th was the first day of school. We welcomed a dozen new faculty and staff, which was impressive.
Big squad.
Yeah. We're being taken over, gentlemen.
By who?
The new faculty and staff.
I like
They're
it.
Invading.
Bring the young bloods in.
Yeah, bring it on in. They're all great folks. We're happy to have them. Then we go ahead to October 2nd. The walk-a-thon. And, no.
Can't wow, call it the walk-a-thon. We can't call it that. Can't call it. Come on.
All in.
The walk.
Freshman.
The walk. And we met our goal and more. Well, almost $250,000 raised by that walk, which is just...
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah, well, it's a good way for the freshmen to get exposed to the school and see what the school's all about. And
we had a fun pep rally in which Mr. Drinan was victorious in a sumo battle, not only against Mr. Moran but against Miss Polyatka.
I was kind of a bouncer on the outside to make sure no one got hurt.
Yeah,
you were really there in case we fell. We didn't know if we could get back up. Let's be honest.
Well, really, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the main concern.
That's why you follow me.
I was told to stand there, and I stood there.
The concern is if one of us fell, we wouldn't be able to get back up. The suits did weigh a lot.
They looked very uncomfortable,
yeah, oddly shaped too,
mm-hmm. And they were very hot.
Yeah, they don't look like they would breathe.
They don't.
Your outfit, though, looked like it breathed.
Oh, yeah, I was wearing a dress.
Yeah, you were.
So I was wearing a dress.
And robes. Actually, Mrs. Kelly, I know that Mr. Kelly listens. I don't know if Mrs. Kelly listens, too, but she made a point of coming out onto the floor in the middle of the pep rally and getting a picture of me to send to Mr. Kelly. So maybe he'd like to send that out so people know what we're talking about as far as the pep rally goes. Homecoming, of course, the day after the walk, October 3rd. And the Adams family... October 22nd to October 25th, there it is. That was a big hit as well. A lot of the shows sold out. The kids were very very energetic and excited
about
that.
Did you guys see the movie version back in the 90s?
Sure.
Raul Julia, right?
Raul Julia and...
Christopher Lloyd was Fester, right?
Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci as Wednesday.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And she played Morticia in a new rendition, right?
Christina Ricci?
I thought so. I thought I saw that.
Wow.
That'd be pretty amazing. She played Wednesday and Morticia. I could be totally wrong, but I thought I'd seen that somewhere.
That's, wow.
Breaking news here.
Big news. And then, you know, October 29th. You know what I love about October 29th. Sierra Mist everywhere.
Except there wasn't any this year.
Not this year. I had to supply my own, but the Scholastic Bowl was a big
hit. Unacceptable.
St. Joseph's White.
Wait, but...
Isn't that who you said the first time?
Was there Sierra Mist at the February?
There was Sierra Mist at February. Actually, there was Sierra Mist at the February 1.
I think
because
we changed sponsors.
It was provided by Mrs. Ryan. She knew it was Scholastic Day, the Scholastic Bowl Day, so she sent in a 12-pack.
We've gone from Pepsi products to Coke products, I think.
Where's the pizza come from that night?
Paul's.
Paul's, I believe, yeah.
I like Paul's.
Paul's is really... You know what? It's...
I'm a fan.
I like the Za.
I like everything about it. It's very versatile. I've never had anything for Paul's I didn't like.
Corporate sponsor.
Yeah, Paul's Pizza, if you'd like to sponsor us, feel free.
Right next to Mariano's of Westchester.
There you go.
And here's... The Boyles will appreciate this all the way from beautiful Westchester, Illinois.
It was a fake picture of Morticia Adams, sorry. It was someone photoshopped.
Oh, it was not Christine.
It was viral. Okay. It was her face on Morticia's body, but it was not a real picture for an upcoming movie or TV show.
We've got Paul's. Then next to Paul's, we've got Mariano's. And next to Mariano's, we've got Anytime Fitness. Now, you know my theory about Anytime Fitness.
Can you go at 8 in the morning?
You can go anytime. It could be the death knell. It could be the death knell for the Mayfair Center. It's open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Really?
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
24 hours a day.
You mean like 5 p.m.?
You can go anytime you want.
What about like 4:12?
That's iffy.
Okay.
You might have to get a pass.
Nice.
But it could be the death knell for the Mayfair Center because it's only $10 more a month. So I'm very concerned.
We have one by our house. I don't go.
No?
Yeah, it's way more convenient, but I still go to my other gym.
Okay.
Loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty means a lot.
But if you're not getting what you want out of it,
you're
loyal to.
Open house on November 8th. Two very successful open houses this year. We met a lot of people.
Standing room only in November.
Yeah, there were people
packed
everywhere. And December as well was also
correct.
Very big. It was very nice meeting a lot of you. We drummed up a lot of business over at the broadcast table.
Nice.
So it was nice to see all you fine folks. Powder Puff on the 15th of November was fun.
First time ever
under the lights. That was a great time. I have to say, that was very enjoyable.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, it was a great time. November 21st, now that was a day that will live in infamy.
Really?
The St. Lawrence football game.
Pearl Harbor?
Now, St. Lawrence you know, it was the semifinals football game. The snow was, it was falling.
It was coming down pretty.
It was a heavy, wet snow too. It wasn't like a nice, pretty one. It was a heavy.
But my compliments go out to the wonderful producers of our broadcast team, because they were able to somehow get the game out there. That was unbelievable. They had to work through all sorts of stuff, so that was great. And the boys, of course, won. Then I went to Chuck's by myself, because no one would go to Chuck's with me after the game.
What'd you get?
I think I got the 2-meat platter. I got the pulled pork and the sausage with a side of cornbread and jalapeno mac and cheese. Bread? Yeah, it's jalapeno. Yeah,
jalapeno bread, cheddar. Nothing wrong with that.
It's
The cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Cobbler, I went with mixed berry.
Nice. Okay. Did you have a scoop of ice cream?
Oh, you have to. Now, I will tell this story. Mr. Buterusis had all of his equipment in his car. So I just took his equipment. I said, I'll give it to you on Monday. I had it in my trunk. So as I sit down to dinner at Chuck's, he calls me and he says, where are you? I need my computer. I said, well, I'm at Chuck's. So come on in. We'll have some dinner together. He said, absolutely not. Just bring me my computer. And I said, well, you got to come in here anyway. Why don't you have some barbecue? No, I'm not doing that. So I had to get up from the table. I had to tell the waitress, I'll be right back. I'm not leaving. I had to bring him his computer and come back in. I think he really missed out, because it's really good barbecue.
I love Chuck's. But I go the Darien one. I don't go the Burbank one.
I go Burbank all the way.
So good.
November 28th, of course, our second state championship in a row. This year was a lot of fun as well. I have to say, I prefer going to NIU over going down to U of I. It's a shorter drive.
True.
Yeah.
I like that.
Their stadium's confusing, though.
Oh, God. You know what? If I hadn't been doing the incline on the treadmill, I couldn't have gotten to the seats. I couldn't have done it. I would have had to watch from the concession stand.
Oh, nice.
I was heavily winded. Going down, fine. Had no problem. Gravity's on my side. But going up was man.
I've never been to U of I Stadium. Is it that much better? Is that much easier?
It's really nice.
It's a nice stadium.
It looks like it's been recently renovated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the underneath of NIU Stadium, like, crisscrosses.
It's kind of a labyrinth.
It's weird.
You've got to really concentrate down there. And then I think, as we mentioned, the open house on December 3rd. And then our final big field trip of the year was the big Disney World trip.
Well, we had the pep rally, of course.
The pep rally was 12-2.
You know, the pep rally, a great takeaway from that was a great, kind of almost like a photo diary by journalist Dan Berg.
Yes, if you haven't followed Dan Berg on Twitter, please make sure you do, because he loves writing about Nazareth, and he did have a lot of great pictures. You and I were in a picture.
He had a picture of me. Came out to me and snapped a pic, and it wasn't bad, I'll tell you what. Maybe BCast can tweet out some of the link to that the photo diary.
I think BCast did retweet him. We retweet Dan quite a bit.
Good.
Nice.
So that, I mean, 2015 was a busy year around here.
And a good year.
I mean, talk about it. Not to mention the accomplishments of our graduating class of 2015, $17 million in merit-based scholarship, which is, that's a lot of money for 163 kids. Is. I'm not going to do the math because I'm not capable, but that comes out to a lot of money, per kid. Let's see. Anybody can get their calculator out. Let's see. 17.
Well, I see in your calendar for this coming upcoming events, but we glossed over last year's Hall of Fame induction.
That's that can't be right. Is that $105,000 a person?
Why not?
That could be right. That's a lot of money. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
Hall of Fame.
Last year's, both Hall of Fame inductions of last year's, of both the theater and athletics from last year.
Yeah, so the Athletic Hall of Fame induction was a lot of fun last year.
But the Swade family was in high volume, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Swades were everywhere. Yeah. The Swades were
Do we know the list of this year's?
It's coming up, actually.
It's Friday,
upcoming
isn't it?
Events. But last
That'll
year
be part of upcoming events.
Theater Hall of Fame last year was where the theater got its name, right?
Correct. The Romano Family Theater, renamed.
Michael and Benita Romano Family Theater.
Correct. And the Romanos are great people.
I think it's
very nice people.
And Michael.
Oh, Romano. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really very, I mean, they're very nice people. The whole family. Of course, three daughters who went here in Nazareth, and all very active in theater. Flo's a writer now. She's an author, children's books.
Nice.
So it's all great. And then the Athletic Hall of Fame was the Swades. This year, we've got, we'll go into upcoming events.
You want to talk about our test? We had a great test day.
Yeah, so yeah, we did mention that briefly. The 9th was the entrance exam. We had well over 300 students come join us, and we're happy to have all of them. Looking forward to meeting them. And then, the evening of the 9th, we should mention, because everybody who listens was
back
there.
Back to back again.
was trivia night, and Three Men and a Beatty were able to take home the crown for a second year in a row. Now, I do want to say publicly, there have been accusations of cheating.
What? Really?
There have been accusations.
I have not heard this.
None of us were cheating, mainly because I was distracted by all of the pastry that was being brought to the table. The Rolags and the Boyles provided me some Nothing Bundt cake, which was delicious.
I love it.
The Rolags brought over a Mariano's cupcake, which was fantastic. And the Adams brought over some blondies.
Some blondies.
What was the accusations? Using devices?
Who knows?
It's completely unfounded, and it's
this is a touchy subject.
Mildly offended.
The Three Men and a Beatty will be back next year for a three-peat. It's a great night, though. If anybody's ever on the fence about coming to trivia night, you got to come. It's just a fun night. Everybody brings their own food. Everybody brings their own bottled water. There's 10 rounds worth of questions. All very different categories.
It's not a very expensive event either.
$15 a person.
I don't think that's bad at all.
Nothing at all. And there's a cash prize to the winner.
Nice.
They had a Will It Float segment.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That could be fun for the... I'm just not trying to show notes here, but maybe the podcast could have some Will It Float segments.
I'm in.
Maybe that could be the Spring Sports Coach Challenge or something.
I like that.
That's a lot of fun. That's
a
great
idea.
That's a
genius idea.
What we did find out is avocados float.
Has to get the water dumped on them.
Straight up.
Boom.
Straight up avocados definitely do float.
They float up. They float up.
I did not know that.
Most fruits float.
Does the seed make it buoyant?
It must be the seed. It's got to be the pit.
It's pretty airy.
Speaking of the pit, can we mention this for a second?
Sure.
The pit no longer exists. The new building is about halfway up already.
Seriously,
the amazing amount of construction work that's been going on over there is unbelievable.
Basement's in.
They are working at a feverish pace.
Yeah. This weather's going to slow.
Pardon our dust.
Really?
This weather's going to
slow. Pardon our dust.
Slow it down a little bit, but yeah, they've been doing some great work. We get daily updates.
Well, it's tough. It's tough with this weather. You can't be out there in this cold.
They can't be. I think this week was supposed to be bricklaying, but you can't lay bricks all that well
when
with this cold.
Freezing.
Yeah, no. The mortar doesn't set that well.
High of about 10 today.
Oof.
So I don't
bitter.
Think that's...
squirrels outside are...
It's
really
not conducive.
Scrambling.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough for them.
So cold out there. It's so cold out there. I heard Mark McGwire tested positive for chicken soup.
What? That's a terrible joke, but speaking of jokes...
Yeah.
Is it time for Mr. Wayman tells a joke?
Oh, you said you had a good joke, yeah.
Well, I had a good observation that I gave earlier, but...
I thought we were going to get a Mr. Wayman tells a joke today.
Well, talk about upcoming events, and maybe we can...
You'll think of something?
Oh, yeah.
This Friday, January 15th, is Athletic Hall of Fame night. Our inductees are Coach Glenn Pasek, who I hold a very special place in my heart for. Love Glenn Pasek. Steve Del Porto of the class of 09. Emily Hagen of the class of 06. Joseph Green, no relation, class of 82. Aaron Ryan Morganson of 94 and Ellen Stewart of 06. And friend of Nazareth, Ernie Cairo. So it's going to be a very nice night on Friday. Tonight, actually. You know, this will be coming out on the 15th.
True.
So hopefully you've RSVP'd
Who's
by now.
Who's the game against?
The game is against St. Pat's, I believe.
Nice.
So that'll be, that'll be a good game, conference.
Who is Ernie Cairo? Any idea where what his connection?
I know that he has two grandchildren who went to Nazareth, and he's been at every game. He's a very active fan here at the Academy for a lot of different sports. Kind of like a Mr. Cook.
Okay,
nice.
Makes a lot of public appearances. We do have. Let's see. Obviously, we have January 18th off for Martin Luther King Day. The talent show, January 22nd. Student Council putting together the talent show this year.
Are you going to take part?
I am not, but our brand new Nazareth Improv Club is.
Nice.
So they'll be doing two skits. And I know there's a lot of musical acts. I know there's some dancing.
Are they going to take suggestions from the audience?
No. No. No, not yet.
I heard
in
Pet Shop.
In time. Yeah, and so that gets us just about through January. We do have the Catholic Schools Week/Winter Sports Pep Rally on January 29th.
Big basketball game.
I was going to say, I think that'll be another faculty staff versus student basketball game.
Mr. Wayman, team captain again?
We'll see what happens. I'm interested.
Nice.
Last year, again, there were some accusations of wrongdoing because Mr. Bonk, who was supposedly officiating, hit a big three towards the buzzer and the faculty got the win.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Blanc on the faculty or staff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So there you go. So he's on the team.
Right.
Okay. Right. I didn't know where he was going with that one. I was a little in the dark at first.
Well, allegedly this year there's going to be girls on the student team, so that could hopefully open the door for female faculty to play as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a co-ed affair.
Definitely. Female faculty have played in the past, though.
True.
Dr. Z has played
true.
In the past.
True.
Dr. Z is a very athletic lady.
She is.
She's in good shape.
We have a lot of new, young female staff, too.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we can get some of them out on the squad.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, nobody ever asks me to play.
So you
announce. That's not true. That's not true at all.
And you
that's
do
not,
get
that's
it.
Not true.
Everybody's
I'm asking you right now to play.
Well, I shouldn't have to ask to be asked.
You didn't ask
you
to be asked.
I've asked you in the past, and you said no.
I don't recall that.
Okay.
You get asked every year.
I have not been asked to announce, so I might be out. I might be out
You're
on the court.
You're gonna announce who you.
You never know. You never know. I will say this: I'm more of an outside threat than I am an inside threat. I don't like driving the lane because that's where people get hurt.
Don't tell my brother I said that.
So that about does it. The only other thing I would say it's coming up is February 4th, 7th grade Scholastic Bowl. If we have any young listeners out there and your school is participating, we're looking forward to seeing you. Love Scholastic Bowl. Love it.
You know what else is coming up is the Australian Open tennis tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that?
I think it comes out in the winter. It's because it's in the summer in Australia.
Sure.
Winter here.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else likes tennis?
Hmm.
Sean Connery.
Oh, really?
And you know what time he likes to watch tennis?
When?
Tennis.
Mr. Wayman tells a joke. Wayman tells a joke, everybody.
We need a sponsor
I
for that one.
Great.
Yeah, you know, could we get a sponsor? I'll tell you what, if we can get a sponsor for a Mr. Wayman tells a joke segment,
it'll be every
we'll
time
make it weekly, and we will say, here is Mr. Wayman telling a joke brought to you by whoever.
Now, do we have a set fund level?
Oh, I'm up for anything.
Like a dollar?
Fine.
A dollar a segment.
Well, yeah, no. All proceeds go to charity, though.
Oh,
correct.
All proceeds
go
to Nazareth.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, we're not taking them. But.
Oh, we're going to Nazareth or are we going to an actual charity?
I guess either way, I would say Nazareth.
I would go charity. Why not? Let's do it.
You could do a charity within that, like a maybe donation towards the...
Ooh, like freshman board or senior board.
Something
fish
like
prom.
That, yeah.
I like it.
Fish prom is such a nice
or
thing.
Lenten food drive or something.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of food drives, a lot of Coke drives, a lot of toy drives, a lot of very successful stuff coming out of campus ministry this year. So, that being said, we want to thank the Boyles and the Kellys and Mr. Compagna for listening. And,
maybe Mrs. Kennedy, if you're still out there.
Maybe Mrs. Kennedy.
Mrs. Radford.
Radford.
It's been a while since we put one of these out.
Mrs. Ryan, I know Mrs. Ryan asked if we still do these, so I'm going to guess maybe not. But we hope.
Maybe
she's
we'll get
back.
A push alert when we drop this one.
But this, we've enjoyed this, and that was our 15 in review. Next episode will be the 31st of January. We got something big planned. We got something very exciting, Mr. Drinan.
What?
You'll find out.
I'm sure I will.
Will it float?
Mr. Moran, do you have anything to add? Mr. Wayman, anything you'd like to say as we sign off?
Thanks for having me. I hope we can do this again.
Yeah, thanks.
That wasn't a joke.
Thanks for coming. Mr. Drinan?
Nope.
All right. Well, Mrs. Tracy, take it away.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.